Well, thank you again for joining us. It's going to happen to almost every single one of us, and we know it. But when that time does come, it is going to take us by surprise, because for most of us, we're going to be caught off guard. We're going to say, wait a minute, this isn't what I planned. This isn't what it's supposed to be like. I'm talking about when we or when our parents get older and are in need of long-term care. Some have called it the dark side of retirement. I don't know if that's a little extreme or not, but I have seen the stats being thrown around about women make up more than 70% of nursing home residents and more than 75% of residents in assisted living. So if that is true, it is very important that we have a good financial understanding about all of this and that we start learning about it now. So our go-to guy is Bob Jones, the president and CEO of Wesley Gardens. Thank you so much for clearing up some of this confusion for us.
Glad to be here.
Is it true, the statistics that I see floating around, that the majority are females, women?
Yes. Unfortunately for me, women outlive men. That's the typical.
So we really do need to know and have a good understanding of how to navigate through all this financially.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of us, we don't think about it, obviously, right? We don't want to think about it. And I've heard it time and time again, and I'm sure you have too. Everybody has. You have that friend who thought their parents were okay. They thought everything was buttoned up. Mom and dad are savers. They got it covered. And then before you know it, the money runs out and they don't know how to care for their parents. What the heck happens? How does that happen? And there's so much, Bob, conflicting advice out there. You see one thing and you're like, okay, I got a good understanding. And then all of a sudden, the next article you read totally contradicts what you read the first time. If we can lean on you for that good, unbiased advice and the truth.
Sure.
Okay?
Not a problem.
I got you hooked up to a lie detector test now. Because you've been in the business for so long, right? So Can you give us a little bit of your background and why you are such a credible source when it comes to this?
Sure. I've been president and CEO at Wesley for 15 years now, New York State licensed nursing home administrator, certified nursing home administrators through American College of Healthcare Administrators, fellow with American College of Healthcare Administrators.
What got you passionate about this?
I evolved into the business through hospitals. I started my career as a biomedical technician working on electronics for anesthesia machines, defibs, etc. My first job was at St. Mary's Hospital. So I've been in healthcare over 40 years now. St. Mary's, Newark Wayne in Wayne County, Clifton Springs in Ontario County, and then last 20 years at Wesley Gardens.
Is this the most devastating side of all this? How people go into financial ruin over trying to care for mom and dad?
The sad stories are the financial side. The sadder stories are the sons and daughters that actually are out of their pocket for care of mom and dad. And that comes with some of the lack of knowledge that they, what sources they have, that they have access to that could actually pay for the care and stop that, their personal bleed.
Defining long-term care, it doesn't mean nursing home. Right?
Correct.
Long-term care means what?
To me, long-term care is the skilled nursing side, which is hospice, respite care, rehabilitation services, or transitional care, and the typical skilled nursing long-term care stay.
Okay. So now when you say nursing home, and you said it before we even started the interview, that it's not guaranteed. Hey, nursing home, it doesn't have to be in your future, right? What was the statistic you gave me?
I think the last I saw was 1 in 4 may end up in a nursing home.
No offense to you, because you're the president and CEO of a nursing home.
Sure.
But for most of us, or at least my mother, my goodness, my Italian mother, every time I see her, she somehow works it into the conversation. Don't send me to a home, please. So I vowed to her and I promised her, keep her at home and have the nurses come to us. Why do people choose one way or the other? How can we plan for all this? And a lot of people talk about, throw the words around, Medicare, Medicaid. For a lot of us, we're not really thinking about what those words mean because we don't need to right now. Can you decipher the two?
Sure. Medicare, unfortunately, a lot of people think that Medicare is going to be a payment for long-term care.
Yeah.
But Medicare typically only lasts up to 100 days. So just a little over 3 months.
So when does it kick in? When mom and dad are no longer able to take care of themselves, or even at a point where they need assisted living? When does Medicare kick in?
Medicare would kick in typically after an acute event, a three-day stay in the hospital, and then actually admitted to the hospital, because there's observation stays that block people from obtaining Medicare. But the three-day stay in the hospital would typically be a trigger for a Medicare stay in a skilled nursing facility.
So you only can get Medicare if there's a hospital visit?
Yes.
Or a hospital stay?
Yes.
And if we haven't hit that point, we just know that mom needs a little bit more attention, or dad needs some nurses to come into the home. Medicare is not going to help you out.
Not at all.
Is that one of the big misconceptions then, or is that the one thing?
Yes,
that...
I saw some statistics recently. A lot of people believe that Medicare will, as long as they're Medicare, they'll have their long-term care paid by Medicare for indefinitely, but it only lasts 100 days.
The Medicare money comes from where? Are we paying into Medicare our whole lives?
Yes.
Okay.
That's part of your, part of your federal deductions, your FICA, et cetera. The Medicare is a program, just as Medicaid is a program with the federal and state governments.
So you pay into this program called Medicare. I know we're going really basic, but I think we need this kind of clarification.
Sure.
You pay into it your entire working life. You have a hospital stay up to 100 days after that. Medicare is going to cover that.
As long as you're still what they call skillable. So you're receiving services in the nursing home setting, that therapies, for example, or clinical services with IVs that keep you on a Medicare plan. So if your clinical services or your therapies are not, let's say you've returned to what they view as your baseline in 60 days, then you would be cut from Medicare within 60 days, as long as you've met that.
Okay. Do you have to be in a facility, or can you have this treatment care at home?
As far as I know, that has to be in a facility.
In a facility. Okay. Is there an age?
Typically 65, I believe.
Okay.
But that's with the developmental disabilities, et cetera, Medicare can be earlier.
Okay. Now explain Medicaid, because I have heard some people talk about Medicaid planning. Like they're almost encouraging people to just count on that, but that doesn't sound right.
Well, there are lawyers advertising for protecting assets. Mom and dad have substantial assets and want to be able to protect them, and then show up at a skilled nursing as a Medicaid eligible. That can be done as long as you're doing that well in advance.
Okay, so what does that mean then? So Medicaid is what? Medicaid is government assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, what are the requirements in order to get Medicaid?
You would basically be driving down to a point that you have $13,000 to $15,000 in your account that would be considered as a burial allowance. So your funds coming in, your Social Security, pensions, etc., in the future, once you hit that threshold, would then be going to Medicaid as what's known as a NAMI.
Pretty much destitute. You have to only have $14,000 to your name.
Yes.
And then Medicaid kicks in.
Yes.
Oh.
I think the national average is around 65% is Medicaid in a nursing home.
Okay. And is this because of poor planning? Is it because it just surprised us and we weren't expecting it?
Probably some of both. Okay. A lot of people are spenders through their life and don't save and don't have a large nest egg. And the other side is that the nursing homes are, actually, any level of care is relatively costly.
Right.
And, you
can spend through it quickly, you're saying.
$6,000 a month.
You know, so you can start off paying, then you run out of money, then Medicaid kicks in.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. Okay, so now explain to me again what the lawyers are doing. Why are they, what are they trying to pitch? And is it a pitch that we should listen to?
The lawyers would put, typically put funds in a trust. So name children on the trust. And then the parents lose access to that trust money. It's actually an executor would be probably one of the children would be the executor of the trust.
So the
children can access it after death. So the funds could be, you know, when mom passes away, then the trust is automatically, it's also a tool used for estate planning as well. So the trust is already set up. The kids already have access to the money without having to go through probate, et cetera.
Well, now, wait a minute. If I worked hard my entire life and I have this money, I want to use this money to give myself the best care ever. I wouldn't put it in a trust so I could take care of my kids. Is that what in essence it's doing?
So I'm in essence, that's what it's doing.
Well, no, that's why we work hard.
And the, as we are entering the era of the baby boom and the escalation that they're going to present to nursing homes, there's a nursing home that you want, maybe local, maybe better quality, may not take you if you're presenting as Medicaid, you know, because that trust, they know that trust doesn't come into the financial picture if you don't have a private pay for some period of time prior to, you may not get the nursing home that you choose.
All right, so we got the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. Now, what is the smartest way then? I'm trying to figure out what the smartest way is to pay for this long-term care, and I think this is where the conflicting opinions come into play. Does health insurance, yes or no, cover any of these costs?
No.
No. Okay, so wipe that out. That is not even an option. Long-term care insurance plans. Now, I've heard that, and asset planning, what does that all mean? Is that something? Give us the facts about that.
The asset planning would probably be the trusts and with the legal side. The long-term care insurance is an avenue that not a lot of people are taking advantage of, but they have, if they start it early enough, they can have a long-term care policy that pays for their nursing home. There's actually a program with New York State that if you're on this long-term care insurance and you enter a nursing home within 2 years, whatever assets you have are protected from Medicaid. So they allow the families without the legal side, without the trusts and all that, the individual in the nursing home to retain their assets.
So now you don't have to drop down to $13,000 to your name, you're saying?
Correct.
Okay. If you have this long-term care insurance plan, are the premiums really high?
Just as any insurance, they would. The longer you put it off, the higher the premium becomes. So it almost becomes cost prohibitive if you're waiting till you're, let's say, 65 or something like that. I haven't looked at these mm-hmm. personally lately, but it isn't a popular method. We don't see a lot of that in the nursing home.
Do you think? Now, this is in your opinion. Do you think it is something that more people should entertain the idea of? What's the downside of that? Besides the fact that, hey, I could potentially just be throwing money away.
You almost need to look at it from your personal side for the assets that you have. Is can you pay for a nursing home for a year or two and still have assets and not have to pay long-term care insurance? There's almost tiers where if you have enough assets, you can fund the long-term care or the skilled nursing charges or assisted living or other care without needing that. So if you're very wealthy, you can fund that. If you're in let's say a middle ground where a lot of people may be, they may be better off with the long-term care insurance. Because they have, let's say, the middle income types, where the low income type would typically not have a large nest egg, and be qualifying for Medicaid, and what would be the point of paying for long-term care insurance if you're if you could qualify for Medicaid very quickly.
So it's that sweet spot of the middle class again.
Yes.
All right. This is a good start. I know there's a million other questions that you're thinking about right now, but this is a start. So, Bob, we might have to invite you back in to continue this conversation. But in the meantime, if we want to learn more about Wesley Gardens or have specific questions we want to ask you, how can we get a hold of you?
Bob Jones at Wesley Gardens. Feel free to give me a call.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bob.
I appreciate you asking me to come down.